a brief research update. Since the last TRG meeting in January, as you know, the boards have met a couple of times and have made a significant amount of progress on some of the concerns that have been raised at previous TRG meetings. We thought it would be helpful to summarize where we are on addressing those issues, and then in particular what our next steps are. Certainly realize that's not news for many of the TRG members, but we thought it would be helpful to stakeholders broadly to briefly summarize at one time kind of overall state of play. And with that, Kristen, will you give us a research update?
Yes, thanks, Colin. The TRG has met four times since the issuance of the new revenue standard. The majority of the implementation questions discussed at the first three TRG meetings have been resolved at the meeting without any further action needed. However, the board directed the staff to perform research on a few issues. Two of those issues, identifying performance obligations and licensing, were discussed at a joint board meeting on February 18th. The other issues, which included a few practical expedients, narrow scope improvements, and the principal versus agent assessment, were discussed at a meeting on March 18th. To date, the boards have discussed almost all of the topics that they had directed the staff to perform research on based on TRG feedback, and I'll provide a brief update of decisions reached as it relates to each of those topics. The only other research project not yet discussed at a public board meeting relates to the effective date of the standard. The FASB plans to discuss this on Wednesday, and the ISB plans to discuss this topic later in April. I'll start with an update on licenses and performance obligations. As I noted earlier, the FASB and the IASB met at a joint board meeting on February 18th to discuss issues related to licenses of intellectual property and identifying performance obligations that emerge from TRG discussions. The boards each decided to propose some improvements in order to clarify the guidance in the new revenue standard with respect to each of those topics. For licenses, the boards decided to clarify the guidance on determining the nature of the entity's promise in granting a license and the scope and applicability of the sales-based and usage-based royalties. The FASB also decided to clarify the guidance on determining when an entity should assess the nature of the entity's promise in granting a license if the license is not a separate performance obligation, and to clarify the impact of contractual restrictions and licensing arrangements. For identifying performance obligations, the boards decided to add some illustrative examples to clarify how the boards intend the guidance on performance obligations to be applied. The FASB also decided to make changes to Topic 606 to address implementation issues about immaterial promises to a customer, application of the distinct guidance, and accounting for shipping and handling activities. The FASB staff is in the process of drafting a proposed accounting standards update for licenses and performance obligations and expects to issue it in the second quarter. The IASB decided that it will develop a single exposure draft of proposed clarifications to IFRS 15. This exposure draft will include the clarifications that the IASB tentatively decided to make at the February 18th joint board meeting, together with any other clarifications that the IASB considers necessary in light of the discussions at the TRG meetings. The IASB expects to approve the clarifications to be included in the exposure draft in its meeting in June 2015. Next, I'll move to an update on other issues, including a few practical expedients and narrow scope improvements. The boards discussed the following issues at the March 18th joint board meeting. The first is the practical expedience upon transition related to contract modifications and completed contracts. The second is the presentation of sales taxes collected from customers. The third is non-cash consideration. And the last is collectability. For practical expedience upon transition, the boards decided to provide a practical expedient that will simplify the accounting for modified contracts at transition. In addition, the IASB decided to provide a practical expedient for completed contracts. As it relates to the presentation of sales taxes, the FASB decided to provide a practical expedient that would permit entities, as an accounting policy election, to present amounts collected from customers for taxes as net. With regard to non-cash consideration, the FASB decided to clarify guidance to require that non-cash consideration be measured at contract inception. The FASB also decided to clarify that when the fair value of the non-cash consideration varied due to both the form of consideration and reasons other than the form of consideration, the constraint on The constraint on variable consideration would only apply to variability resulting from reasons other than the form of the consideration. The IASB staff decided not to make any amendments to the requirements for non-cash consideration, but directed its staff to monitor the progress of the FASB on this topic. Finally, the FASB decided to amend collectibility guidance in step one, identifying the contract, to clarify when a contract is terminated and the objective of the collectibility threshold. The FASB staff is in the process of drafting a proposed accounting standards update on those topics and expects to issue it in the second quarter as well. The IASB made no technical decisions with respect to collectibility, but will decide whether, and if so, how to clarify the requirements at a future meeting. The IASB also decided to incorporate its tentative decisions with respect to contract modifications and completed contracts into the exposure draft previously discussed the proposed clarifications to IFRS 15. The IASB staff also plans to monitor the staff's progress on other issues. Finally, I'll give an update on principal versus agent research. After discussion about principal versus agent at the July TRG meeting, the boards instructed the staff to perform additional research around the issues regarding that guidance under current accounting and new accounting guidance. The staff provided the boards with an update about the ongoing research and outreach on this topic at the March 18, 2015 board meeting. In this update, the staff indicated that the principal versus agent guidance requires the use of significant judgment under current GAAP and IFRS, and that those judgments will likely continue under the new revenue standard. While the staff is performing outreach and working with stakeholders to identify solutions to reduce the amount of judgment needed in this area for both current and new accounting guidance, it is unclear whether the staff will be successful in making improvements that will substantively reduce judgment in this area. The staff is focused on trying to make a substantive improvement, but we think it is possible that significant judgment will be necessary for the narrow subset of transactions for which this is a challenging area today. If the boards decide that the alternatives identified by the staff would not significantly help practice for those narrow subset of transactions, the staff will ask the boards whether they want to make some narrow improvements to the revenue standard to clarify the board's intent with principal versus agent guidance. The staff will provide additional updates about this topic at a subsequent board meeting in spring. Henry, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you very much. No, I think you've covered all areas there. Just to say, on our work on principal versus agent, the ISB had an education-type discussion at the last meeting, and our work continues on that topic. One thing I maybe I just highlight is that everything that Christian has just been explaining in terms of where the board has got to in terms of its discussion on the various issues, we have tried to cross-reference in to the submission log as well. So there are now references to the papers, the board papers, as well as obviously to the FASB's tentative board decision document and ISB update. So we've tried to bring all of the discussions together on each of the topics in one single document. That was all for now.
Okay, nothing further here, Jim.
Okay, any questions, comments on the update? Seeing none here, Ian, I think issue one is that when you're going to